Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. Today, I'm interviewing a man who has much more experience interviewing than I do. It's Gordon Robertson. You know him well from the CBN 700 Club. And we're going to talk about a project that we're partnering with CBN on called the Superbook. And Gordon is going to tell us some stories of how this is affecting lives. You'll want to stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Jeannie Nigro Ministries. A brief glance at the headlines these days is enough to make anyone unsettled, frustrated, or downright scared of the future. But with an unwavering belief that personal intimacy with God is the number one anchor for our souls, Jeannie Nigro provides not only encouragement, but practical steps for individuals to deepen their relationship with God, as well as an action plan for what they can do now in a world that seems so out of control. Will you stand strong during these uncertain times? Her book, Unshaken, will empower you to thrive, not just survive, no matter what the circumstances. Learn how to break free from the fear, stress, frustration, and anger and hopelessness of these times. Sound interesting? You can download and try out a free chapter of Unshaken at jeannienigro.com/cm. That's jeannienigro.com/cm. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Welcome to you, Gordon.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. It's nice to have you in our little studio after I've been up to 700 Club and seen your gigantic studio.
We have a huge studio. It's sometimes hard to fill it with, but at the same time, it's a great blessing.
Well, I had the opportunity to interview your father when I was up there for a podcast, and I'm glad when you visit our offices today to be able to talk to you, because we're glad to partner with you about the Superbook. You know, my sons grew up watching the Superbook years ago, and now this is Superbook for a new generation. Tell us about what prompted CBN to redo Superbook.
We took it, the original series, which was done in Japan back in 1983-84. We took that original series to television stations in China, trying to get access for Christian Bible cartoons. They came back and said, we like the stories. We think they're good moral stories, but we think the animation's a little dated. Could you update it? And that got us thinking about how to do that. A lot of surveys went into it. We were primarily surveying the Buddhist world, Thailand, southern China, and Japan, just to see what they knew about the gospel. They knew the name Jesus. The number one thing they recalled about Christianity is they really liked Christian weddings, but that was about it. And they could get very confused. They could think that Santa Claus is the father of the baby Jesus. And so how do you not just evangelize, but how do you disciple? And we have found over the years animation is incredible for doing both, to get the stories of the Bible so they really understand the plan of salvation and what was God's intent and how did he send a Savior for the world. That became the core for it, and it's really taken off. It's amazed me internationally how many viewers we've had. And the biggest countries so far are the Philippines, Indonesia, India, and we're getting ready to launch in Nigeria. And I just know from the broadcast schedule, it'll be huge in Nigeria. So wherever we've gone with it, it's been a great success. And it's wonderful to come and partner with you to get these DVDs out here in America.
So a lot of people wouldn't really know the behind-the-scenes things, but when you distribute things, you have to work the systems. And of course, because we're book publishers, we have all those systems in place. And I'm not real sure how the partnership came to be, because I didn't initiate it. I didn't initiate a lot of things, of course. But we were just thrilled because we have so much respect for CBN and for your father that goes way, way, way back, many years. And we have interacted in various ways. So we're glad to partner with you. And I guess what we do is we get them into the stores, into Walmart and all these kinds of places and the Christian bookstores where people can have access to it so that they can play it for their children and grandchildren, you know, even like I did back in the 80s.
Many of your viewers may not know this, but it's actually harder for us to place Superbook on television in the United States than it is in a Muslim country like Indonesia. There, we're on the number 2 network in the country. and we're seeing 650 to 700,000 viewers every Saturday morning. Here in the United States, many of the networks have an absolute ban on any religion, so you can't broadcast at all. You can go in and buy time, but they're not going to partner with you and do advertising and try to do the traditional way of distributing television programming. And you're just literally shut out. You can broadcast on the Christian channels, but the secular channels, which are where most of the people are, it's very difficult to get access.
And of course, the way we distribute is for people who want to buy it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the DVD at home. You can pop it in anytime you want. The kids can watch it again and again and again as kids tend to do.
And they do. They love Superbook.
That's right. And it gets God's word into their hearts, doesn't it?
One of the things we're finding from kids who watch it is that they become repeat watchers and they start to memorize the lines. The lines in the episode are all based on the Bible. So when they're watching the episode and Bible characters are talking, they're talking scripture. And so that's leading to memorization. And then, to my amazement, it's leading to children wanting to start their own Bible studies so that they can share these episodes with their friends. And this is not just happening in the United States. It's happening around the world. We're getting reports from Myanmar, where we're broadcasting, that children want to host. This is a Buddhist country, but children want to host their own Christian Bible studies using Superbook as the basis for it.
And is this something that was from the grassroots, or was this a strategy that CBN had?
I can't say it was a strategy. I wish I was that smart, but I'm not. This happened spontaneously, and it's not an isolated story. We're getting stories from India, from Indonesia, from the Philippines, where spontaneously children are coming up with this idea that this would be great to have a party, invite their friends to come over. They watch the episode together, and then they have a period of discussion afterwards. We are now creating help aids for that so that they can get those free on the internet. So if they want to have Bible study discussions, what are the top questions coming out of the episode, all of that's available online.
Why don't you tell my listeners how they could access these internet sites?
The best way is to download the Superbook Bible app. And it's available in the Google Store, it's available on iTunes, it's available for Kindle, it's available for any of the tablets, any of the smartphones. And just type in Superbook Bible app into the search for those stores. Absolutely free. You get the first 13 episodes, and you get all the frequently asked questions, you get discussion guides, you get a complete Bible that's searchable, lots of games and activities, and the best part about it, it's all free.
And this was, of course, paid for and sponsored by your donors, is that right?
That's right. Superbook has been a Bet the Farm, if you will, project for us, and we have a huge amount of money into it. Doing this quality animation is not cheap at all. And each episode, the number is really big. And when I talk the number, I get people gasping that, why have you spent so much money on a cartoon? At the same time, this is absolutely effective. And it was reaching millions of children around the world. So we needed to hit that quality level to be competitive in the marketplace. Because children have a lot of options for entertainment. So if you give them high-quality content, they will watch it. If it has spiritual meaning to it, we're finding they want to watch it again and again and again.
And this quality will last for years until technology causes CBN in the future maybe to update it again, because, of course, that will probably happen. So your investment will actually pay off over a long period of time. It'll evangelize people in countries that are closed or basically closed to the gospel. It'll introduce people, as you said, who know practically nothing about Christianity. But at the same time, it's also a safe harbor for Christian parents who are just appalled by what's out there and want to give their own children an alternative that will cause them to, at a very early age, understand God's word and begin to love God's word.
Right now, we're in 38 languages. By the end of this year, we'll be in 50. Once we hit 50, I've been challenged by Paul Eshelman of the Jesus film to take it to 500, and he's excited about the possibilities of this for evangelism, that you have the stories of the Bible in the heart language of a people group, and they may not be literate, but they're able to watch a cartoon, and in watching that cartoon, get the stories of the Bible. As another benefit, we're finding that parents in the United States, in the Western world, who are concerned about, will their children grow up with the same values that they had? This is a great tool for them. And there's a whole Bible background where you could get the archaeology that goes into the episode. You get the theology of the episode. It's a great training tool to get your own children, your grandchildren, the stories of the Bible.
Well, tell me about this new book project or several book projects that we're discussing.
What we want to do in partnership with Charisma is to create Bible stories that are in printed form for each one of the episodes. And the great thing about it is the story's there, the artwork is already there, and then you have the expertise in order to put that into book form and get that printed and get that out there. And with these, we can not only go to the target age group of Superbook, which is 8 to 10-year-old children, we can take it all the way down to 3 to 4-year-olds, where you can have a Bible story that you as a parent can read to your child.
Well, this is a great project, and we're glad to partner with you, and I'll thank you for the privilege, and thank you for being with me on my podcast.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you to the listeners for listening to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.